besides being very seasonal, their entry is actually displayed and proved to the world that which party does not uphold the rule of law and the constitution of the country made by the people of Zimbabwe. The constitution of Zimbabwe is clear how a president is installed and who is supposed to do that. And the constitution says the chief justice is the one that makes the president take the oath of office and so forth. So I don't know if their own chief justice or if our own chief justice was there, but as far as I'm concerned, I do not think that I know that our chief justice of Zimbabwe, Luke Malaba, was never near that place at all. So what they've done really is to show themselves for what they really are, people that don't obey the law, people that don't respect the constitution of Zimbabwe, people that are frivolous. They actually don't take anything seriously at all. How dare they play with people of Zimbabwe? How dare they make us look like we are stupid and do not think?
Now, they are saying that they actually won the election, and any of those results that were announced by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission were actually fake. So they are saying, yeah, they are the ones who are in power. So that's why they declared Nelson Chamisa as the president of Zimbabwe. So what are the implications here for them having done this?
Well, let me tell you something, my brother. We had all those international observers that came in to observe our election. Even the EU, in its report, never say that Chamisa won the election and our president, Edina Nagoa, lost the election. Never. They simply criticized some of the things that were done. And besides, look, this was our first time to use the DVR system, so we're not going to be perfect. Just like a child when they're born, they first have to crawl, before they start walking and running. So we were just coming out from a new thing that we started, so we're not going to be perfect. And all they did was to point out our imperfections, but not saying that we did not win the election. So the election was won. There is not even one observer team that said the election was rigged or it was never won by our president. All the people said that this was the most calm, free and fair election. There was no violence at all, except the post-election violence that happened on the 6th of August. So for them to say that they won, where are they getting this from when everybody else is not saying that?
So now they're saying ZANU-PF should prepare for mass protests. So are you going to prepare for that as a government?
This mass protest and violence is something that happens only in Harare City, not in Bulawayo. They want all the cities in Bulawayo, but the people of Bulawayo have got Ubuntu. They understand that they cannot just engage in violence and beat another brother, whether shown on the violence, ZANU-PF or MDC. We have resisted that violence culture here in Bulawayo. And that only happens in Harare, where stupid people are bought alcohol and they are drunk, and then they do that. And it's not all the people in Harare that do that. Other people in Harare shun that violence. They get away from those situations. All that you see in town where there is that violence are those boys that are allowed to be used for alcohol. And that's just that. So these guys must not want to take Zimbabwe and hold it at ransom as if they now own Zimbabwe. They don't. Yes, we appreciate they got a lot of votes, right? Which is fair and fine. But it does not mean that then they are the leaders of Zimbabwe. We've got other people that voted for ZANU-PF overwhelmingly as well. What are they saying about them?